I'm James McIntosh, and I'm the cider maker for Duxbury Cider Co. in Meaford, Ontario, up by Georgian Bay.
And what do you have here today at the Cider Festival?
We have our core brands. So we have our Heritage 1650, which is a nice heritage dry cider. We do our Side Road Original, which is an English-style cider. We also brought a Side Road Scrumpy, so it's the same Side Road cider, but we've kept the yeast in the double fermented it, and it's got some yeast in it, which is nice. And our Tilted Barn, which is a hop cider with local organic hops out of Meaford. And special ciders, we've also got a barrel-aged scrumpy, barrel-fermented barrel-aged scrumpy, which is quite nice. It's about 8.5% alcohol. So,
where can you get most of your material? Where is it available?
So the Side Road cider is available in many LCBOs, and the Heritage 1650, it's a smaller batch cider, so we've just been supplying some grocery stores with that.
What has been the biggest challenge so far for you since last year to this year?
We've really upped our production, which has put a lot of constraints on everything that we're doing. And we're still getting charged a really high tax rate from the government, like wine. So, I mean, a bottle of wine goes for $15. The input costs are about the same as the cider, but we're charging $3.30 for a can for 500 mil. And, so that's been our biggest challenge, is just trying to keep up with everything. I mean, we're selling everything we make, which is great, but would be nice.
Tough regulations, right? So yeah, and hopefully that's one of the themes that we've been hearing about from today from a lot of people, is that there needs to continue to still be some changes, which is part of, I guess, the process of being in the industry you're at, right? So
I mean, we're an agricultural business. We buy all our apples from our neighbors, and on one side the government talks about jobs and about supporting agriculture and creating industry, and we've supported agriculture, we've created industry, and we've created jobs. Yet on the other side, the side that they don't talk about, we're getting frickin' destroyed.
Okay, well, tell me something that'll make me smile then about the cider and what you guys do.
We're really happy because we're selling everything we make, and people seem to like it, which is great, and so that sort of encourages me. Yeah.
That is very smiley. And I guess finally, what do you have coming up in the future?
We're hoping to get our tasting bar finished for next year up on the farm. So we've got a farm with a beautiful view, and production first, so that took up all of our capital. And the next step is putting a nice bar in where people can come, sit down, taste the ciders, buy cider, go home with it, maybe have a little bit of food, enjoy the view. So that's what we're working on. That's the next step for us. I mean, we're probably the smallest craft cidery in Ontario at the moment. I mean, you can just tell from our tent, it's unbranded.
But growing, and that's the point, right? So excellent to hear. So I wish you all the best for today, for the evening session here and going forward. And I hope we hear more from you in 2017 and beyond.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, I've been making cider since 2005, and it's been a long struggle, but we're getting there. Yeah.
Cheers. Thanks again.